Just one quick halakha in the laws of mezuzah. A question came up the other day. A fellow inaugurated a new house and he was putting up mezuzot, so he wanted to know exactly, according to the Sefaradim, what is the proper placement of the mezuzah, meaning how high up is the mezuzah supposed to be. So the Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Ki Tavo, צריך להניח המזוזה בתחילת שליש העליון של גובה השער. Which means you have to put it on the top third of the doorpost. And he says how to figure it out. שיש לחלק מידת גובה מזוזת הבית לשלושה חלקים. So you measure, you have to take a measuring stick out. And you measure the post, and then you divide it into three parts. And then he says, ובתחילת השליש העליון מלמטה למעלה, יש לגבוה המזוזה. ואם מניחה למטה משליש העליון, פסולה. And if a person puts the mezuzah too low, in the lower, that the top third of the doorpost, so then according to the Ben Ish Chai, that's really coming from Shulchan Aruch, the mezuzah is pesula. It is considered too low. So that wasn't the question. The fellow knew that. What he wanted to know was, his doorposts were very high, which means he has very, very, very tall, big doors. And if you're going to follow this rule of putting it in the top third, it's going to be high, so high that you're not going to be able to reach it even, but you're going to be able to kiss it. It's going to be, 8 feet high maybe. That's what the big doorposts. So really, in this subject over here, it's a discussion amongst the Aharonim. It's really based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes that in such a case, you should put it at shoulder's length. Even though it's going to be less than the third of the top of the post, but so you can reach it. And the Shach and the Taz in Ilchot Mezuzah go with this Yerushalmi. And he even brings a remez, the Taz, and says, Uben ketefav shachin. The Shekhinah rests between the person's shoulders, and therefore you can place it low. However, that is not the opinion of Harambam, nor is it the opinion of the Bet Yosef. And really, Hakam Avadiyah is shocked that why did some poskim take the Yerushalmi, which seemingly is going against the Talmud Babli, that never discussed a tall doorpost. They just said unequivocally, if it's less than the top third, it's pasul. They didn't make a hailuk. And that's what seems the opinion of the Rambam is as well. And therefore, Hakam Avadiyah holds, ואם פתח שער החצר גבוה מאוד, יש אומרים שמותר לקובעה באופן שתהיה בין כתפיו. ויש אומרים שלעולם יניחנה בתחילת שליש העליון וכן עיקר. ואף על פי שאם יניחנה למעלה מבין כתפיו, לא יוכל לתת ידו עליה בכניסתו בסיעתו, כנהוג, אף על פי כן, צריך להניחה בתחילת שליש העליון. So Hakam Avadiyah holds, you got to put it high. Now, even though it looks awkward, looks funny when you're walking through and you see the mezuzah all the way up there, it doesn't matter. In Yalkut Yosef, he goes even a step further and says, and if you put it below, you have to take it down and put it up higher, b'li beracha. So therefore, in a case like that, a person has to know that there's some that are following the opinions of against Maran, that's not proper. Really, so the halakha, the mezuzah always should be, no matter how high the doorpost is, in Shlisha Aliyah.